Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting in the intensive care unit. Today's episode, I'm going to be answering a question that I receive quite a lot, whether it's from people at work, some from other of my nursing friends, or so some of my friends who listen to this podcast as well. And that's going to be my experiences of competing within student paramedic competitions for my uni. Just thought this could be an interesting opportunity to talk about my time as a student paramedic. Because again, not all nursing students really understand or have any exposure to student paramedics and what they may do. And even from the paramedic student's perspective, not many people have really seen a student paramedic competition and what's really involved in it. So since I've competed in two different uni competitions, I thought I'd share my experiences from it and some of my takeaways. So in 2016, I competed in a competition which was put on by Student Paramedics Australasia. So within Australia, there are two basic governing bodies for student paramedics. You've got SPA, which is Student Paramedics Australasia, and then you have ANZCP, which is the Australian New Zealand College of Paramedics. And each of these different governing bodies, they offer their own student paramedic competition. So it just means within Australia, you have two major events, which are sort of the pinnacle of student paramedic competitions. So they're national level comps. So in 2016, I was a third year nursing paramedic student. But I guess on paper, technically, I'm sort of like a second year paramedic student. So it just means that I hadn't been exposed to all of the different units and the different subjects within my paramedic degree. But I was fortunate enough to be selected to represent my uni, and I was next to two other really very good paramedic students who was in my team as well. So as part of the SPA competition, it's called Fernosim. So this Fernosim was held in Sydney, and we had our university, which I represented, Team Monash University. So I went to Monash Uni in Victoria. We went off and competed against all these other unis in Australia. So this comp works by having one really big 20-minute simulation competition, and you work in a team of three. So as representing Team Monash, all the other teams get put into this room, and there's a big draw that happens, and it sort of draws out what placing that you're going to be going and competing in. So I think there were nine teams in the year that I went, and so we were team seven to compete. So what that means is that we get put into this room with all the other different teams, and for pretty much until your time to go, you sit there without any technology at all. And that means that, you know, no one can get an unfair advantage of knowing what the scenario is going to be before you go off and compete in it. So it was quite a number of hours later before my team was able to get up and compete. But as we're in the room, we're all strategizing about, you know, if this certain scenario came up, you know, you would be the one taking this one. And because you don't know from anything. It could literally be anything of your whole degree, anything within any of the CPG, so clinical practice guidelines of what a student paramedic could do. So because I was a second year student competing against mostly third year students, it was interesting because I hadn't completed a few core sort of units of what you'd say. So I hadn't completed the medical things, or I haven't competed anything to do with obstetrics, so anything to do with babies. So of those, we're just like, oh, you know, if those ones come up, we'll let you guys take it. And we're sort of joking around, but as you'll hear in a second, it came into fruition pretty quick. So the scenario was, when we eventually got to come up and do it, we were being dispatched to a cinema complex. So it's painting the scene really well. And as we got out to the front door, for which we're about to open up the doors, because it was being held within a lecture hall, so just like most unis will have, and you've got the two big screens up the front, which is how the projector puts up the information up there for us. So yeah, getting dispatched to a cinema complex. You get met at the front door by, I guess you say, what they call a porter, so the person that works at the cinema. And only info that we get is there's someone unwell at the front. So as you can see, there's not a lot of information to work with just there. But as we open up the door, On one, it's pitch black, you know, people are pretending to be watching the movie at the front. One big screen is playing like a Jason Statham action movie. And the other screen, I'll always remember this for as long as I live. You have the screen with the camera facing you, and it's pretty much like right up into our faces, like it's zoomed in right on us. So here I am looking at the camera and looking up at the big screen, and all I could see was just my face. So it was, and all of the other, you know, people in the audience. So there was a lot of people in the audience all watching us walk in and ready to compete in this simulation comp. So as we, you know, my team captain went in and, you know, asked to turn up the lights and to turn off the movie so we could, you know, introduce ourselves and to be able to get to the unwell person. So as we started to assess the patient looked as if he was having a stroke. So we started our initial assessment. We got about a minute in, and that's when a woman at the front started just screaming really loud. And the husband hops up and says, "She's having a baby, she's having a baby." So here we go, me not knowing anything about obstetrics at all. My teammates are just like, "We got you, Ben. That's all right. We'll go down and look after that while you stay here and treat this patient." Now, technically, I haven't covered that subject at uni yet to do with paramedic management of strokes, but I had not too long ago come off 2 weeks nursing placement within an acute stroke unit. So I felt like I had the foundations of what I needed to do. So I was just thinking logically, and as hard that is to do in the moment, because you've got hundreds of people watching you. It's being live streamed to people at home watching it at different unis who got together to watch us compete. So in the moment, you can imagine how much pressure that you put on yourself and how you know, your hands start to shake and you don't exactly thinking exactly clearly. But I knew that, you know, for someone having a stroke within the pre-hospital setting, there's really not a lot you can do. It's more about recognizing that and just recognition that that is a stroke. So doing my assessments to rule out, you know, something is like a hypoglycemic event. Just gaining easy, you know, gaining IV access, getting some pain management under control, and just getting prepared for extrication to hospital. Whilst on the other hand, my other two teammates definitely got the harder end of the stick. Not only did they deliver the baby, but they had to resus the neonate. So they were there doing neonatal resus, and time flew by before we knew it. So that was a really intense scenario, which was awesome. We ended up pulling out third place in Australia, so we were exceptionally proud of ourselves for that. So the very next year, now having experienced the more subjects. So now I've done my medical subject. I'd spent 4 days in a birth suite delivering babies. So I knew that I had that stuff covered now. So this other competition put on by ANZCP, it was called the University Challenge. So that one was held in Brisbane. So it was teams of two this time. And you compete against most other unis in Australia. But apart from having one big 20-minute scenario, it was four 15-minute scenarios. So one of them was a presentation, which we could talk about any topic of our choice, for which my partner and I did all our research and came up with a topic on the use of pre-hospital lactate testing for the identification and management of sepsis. So that was interesting. It was pretty much doing another assignment as we were knocking out all our other assignments at uni, and it was really valuable in the end because I've got an assignment coming up now for my transition program, which is all to do with sepsis. So that worked out exceptionally well. And a lot of the patients that I see most days within the ICU I'm working at have come in for sepsis as well. So it worked out really well. So we were pretty proud of our talk, and we did pretty well. We also had another event, which was to do with... So it was called Critical Reasoning Challenge. So I won't really go into that one too much because it was an okay event. I wouldn't really talk that one up too much. But then the next one, so it wasn't because of our performance. I just didn't like that event. The year before us was going to be doing a Mergo Sim, which is a mass casualty scenario, which sounded awesome, or something that we're really prepared for and something we would have loved to do. But they put out a scenario which was not really to do with managing the patient. It was more about managing a really experienced intensive care paramedic who was pretending to do things wrong and just doing things in a completely unsafe manner. And in my opinion, I don't ever see a time where an intensive care paramedic of many, many years of experience is going to be ever that, you know, that poor of effort of performance. So it just didn't seem realistic at all. So that was sort of like a write-off scenario for us. That's okay. Now, the next two scenarios were absolutely fantastic. There was one which was a medical scenario. So that was a patient who we turn up, we see a patient who slumped over a chair, and the information we get is, you know, unknown history of the patient. A passerby on their morning run had come off and seen that he slumped over and caught the ambulance. So it's a pretty realistic scenario. That's something that paramedics get called off to. And as we assess, you know, he's exceptionally hypothermic. He sees ECG changes. He's also having a hypo as well. So hypoglycemic event. So it was more about recognizing that we've got both hypothermia and hypoglycemia and being able to rectify those problems in the pre-hospital setting. So that was a fun one. And then the fourth one is usually the one that everyone gets excited to hear about, and that's the trauma scenario. Now, I absolutely love trauma, just like most people do as well. And that's what draws a lot of people to the emergency department. And it's something that I'm exceptionally looking forward to within the intensive care unit that I work in, a major trauma center as well. So getting to see the both ends from the pre-hospital setting, having experienced some placements in a major trauma center within the emergency department, and now working in the ICU, that is a major trauma center, I'm getting to see the flow effects of what happens to patients experiencing multi-trauma. So the scenario that we turned up to was a 34-year-old male, high speed, off of his motorcycle down an embankment. On assessment, he's exceptionally altered conscious, quite obvious traumatic brain injury. He's got a flail segment. He's got a tension pneumothorax. He's got a fractured pelvis. He's got a, this is all one patient. He's got a open compound fracture to his femur. He's got bilateral compound fractures to tib fibs. So, you know, it's quite a lot going on. And this, remember, we're student paramedics, and this is the level that we're expected to compete at as a student paramedic. So here we are, you know, obviously assessing for dangers. You're going through our primary survey, which we drill into ourselves day after day at uni, and, you know, preparing for this event and, you know, consulting so we can decompress the chest, so we can decompress the tension pneumothorax, putting on pelvic splint to be able to rectify the bleeding going into our pelvis from the pelvic fracture. You know, you've got being able to gain IV access within such a cramped little environment that we'll put into, as well as getting, you know, really quick pain relief on board. So you've got all of these, you know, it was a very in-depth 15 minutes. Time flew by, and it was really being able to make sure that you know your guidelines inside and out, that you know how to really quickly identify and being able to manage the most immediate problems within such a complex injury state. So it's something that was I've got a lot from, and I continue to reflect on even my time now as an ICU nurse. So I thought this was a little glimpse into what I've done as a student paramedic. So I enjoyed my times competing for Monash and competing as a student paramedic in these student paramedic competitions. It's not something that student nurses get to see too often, and even student paramedics, not everyone gets to compete for their uni, so I'm very privileged to have been able to do that twice. So absolutely love it, and I'd recommend to any student paramedics watching, you know, or listening to this to probably put your hand up and have a go. I just know that I received excellent, you know, instruction from some very high up paramedics that Monash brought in, and, you know, getting taught by an intensive care paramedic to be, you know, how they rapidly manage a major trauma patient and going in depth into 12 lead ECGs. And especially in the time, you know, I hadn't finished the semester yet. So this is in my final semester of uni. You know, being able to, because again, you don't know what you're competing. You don't know what could come up. You're literally training for any scenario. And so here we are, you know, going through day after day, just training and simulating different examples of what could come up, and, you know, really spending hour after hour interpreting 12-lead ECGs and being able to place, you know, traction splints for mid-third femur fractures, and, you know, all, you know, gaining how quick I was training in a way that how quickly can I gain IV access and being able to put in some medications and draw them up. So I was training day after day after day, just putting in all this hard work, which now working in the ICU has certainly paid off, because, you know, the more repetition you do and the more that you understand what you're doing, it makes things certainly easier. So I hope you've enjoyed this little glimpse into what I did as a student paramedic. I'm absolutely loving my time now as a student, intensive care nurse. And so, yeah, I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a good day, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.